The U.S. dollar is gradually falling from grace in the global financial architecture on account of rising distrust and diversification efforts made by countries that are ditching the hegemony of the greenback. Simultaneously, world's population is rising, therefore international trade and other currencies may augur well. The share of the U.S. dollar in the global foreign exchange reserves has slid to its lowest in 29 years, according to the latest data published by the International Monetary Fund. Although the dollar is slowly losing its grip, it is still strong because of liquidity, stability, and the established mechanism. The greenback's long-standing status as the world's dominant currency has been jeopardized in recent years, amid concerns over the soaring U.S. debt and its sanctions on rivals such as Russia, according to the RT News Channel. As part of Russia's sanctions that followed the escalation of Ukraine conflict in February 2022, the U.S. cut off the country's central bank from dollar transactions. It later banned the export of dollar banknotes to the country and spearheaded a drive to freeze Russian assets abroad. Foreign Affairs magazine wrote in June that the sanctions on Russia had undoubtedly left other central banks wondering whether their own dollar-denominated rainy day funds would be locked up should their governments run afoul of Washington. In a speech at the BRICS summit in Kazan in October, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned that Washington's weaponization of the dollar through sanctions and denying countries access to the Western financial system was a big mistake that would force them to look for other alternatives, which is what is happening. Economic and public policy expert, corporate and management consulting firm director Kwanit Khalilallah said the global economy was witnessing increasing de-dollarization as countries diversify their trade and foreign exchange reserves. This trend is driven by U.S. actions to weaponize the dollar, such as imposing sanctions and freezing reserves, as seen in the case of Russia. These actions have eroded trust and raised fears of overdependence on the dollar. Additionally, rising calls for a multipolar economic world, regional trade blocs like BRICS and technological advancements in digital currencies have created alternatives. De-dollarization reflects a desire for greater financial autonomy and reduced exposure to the U.S. monetary policies, signaling a shift towards a more decentralized global monetary system. Countries are moving away from the U.S. dollar to reduce vulnerability to geopolitical risks and sanctions. The U.S. tendency to use the dollar as a political tool has alarmed nations, prompting them to seek monetary independence.